Kudzi asked our question for today, which is, are the principles of the GPA able to hold an election without a new constitution?
Let me say this. There is nothing in the GPA about elections. But now let me answer your question. Anybody in Zimbabwe, anybody worth his salt, must accept that a new constitution for Zimbabwe is an imperative. And in the democratization process in Zimbabwe, we must aim to get a new constitution. And that new constitution must address the various known provisions of the constitution. And as I said earlier, important, it must be supported by institutions which will foster a culture of constitutionalism to make free and fair elections. And in terms of elections, this culture or this institution is none other than your electoral commission, ZEC. Now, let's go back into history to see why I always go back to this culture of constitutionalism. I don't want to go back too way back, but to the events which are still fresh in our mind, to 2008. Now, the March elections in 2008 were held in relative safety, but the June elections were held virtually in a state of war. But what is important is that between March and June in 2008, there was no change in the law. Why then do we hold elections in relative peace in March, but held elections in a virtual war situation in June? The answer is because of this absence of a culture of constitutionalism. I think it is for this reason that the GPA addresses this issue in Article 10, which obliges all the parties to provide an environment for free political activity. In Article 11, which obliges all parties to respect the rule of law and respect for the Constitution and other laws. In Article 13, state organs and institutions, which obliges that our state organs and constitutions must serve Zimbabwe and not political parties, which also recognize that there is need for a retraining of these state institutions. There is need for non-partisan recruitment for persons to serve in these constitutions. I don't want to even think that the constitution which we are in the process of drafting is going to be rejected. But it may be rejected. And if it is rejected, it means we have to fall back on the current constitution and conduct any elections within the confines of the current constitution. I'm however heartened by the fact that even in the current constitutions, we have now set up the institutions I've always been referring to. Your Human Rights Constitution, your ZEC, and your other constitution. But unfortunately, in 2008, we had a ZEC which, with all due respect to it, did not conduct itself according to the expectations of the people of this country. We then had a constitution, or rather, we then had elections in June, which really one cannot describe as elections at all, let alone describing them as free and fair. So at the end of the day, yes, we can have elections without any constitution, but really, it is better for us all if we have a constitution first and an election in terms of a new constitution.